You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The Jubal Show on demand. It's time. War of the Roses, only on the Jubal Show.
Garrett is on the phone today for War of the Roses to catch a cheater, and he thinks that his girlfriend of 3 years named Noni might be cheating on him. Garrett, thank you for coming on the show and agreeing to do this. Tell us what's going on, man. What's the situation with your girlfriend?
Hey guys, so pretty much, you know, like you said, you know, I've been together with my girlfriend for 3 years, and you know, I just want to put out there that she's bisexual, and you know, recently she's actually made a new female friend. I'm not too sure like much about her, to be honest, but she seems to be very secretive about it. I mean, anytime like her
your girlfriend's being secretive about her new friend.
Yeah, and sometimes, you know, I know her sexuality, and, you know, it's never really been an issue, and if it has, I've always kind of kept it on the back of my head. But, you know, she's even made jokes about it, and, you know, she's saying she's not cheating, because, you know, I confronted her about it. I'm like, you know, babe, are you cheating on me? Because, you know, the past month has been really, really weird. Like, she'll go off to the bathroom, she'll get on the phone, she'll take a shower, but I can hear her, like, talking to somebody.
Oh, wow.
And... yeah, and, you know, she won't even let me see their conversations over text either. I mean, one time when she was sleeping, I know I shouldn't have done it, but I did go through her phone and didn't see any weird messages from anybody. So it led me to think, like, is she deleting messages? So that's really why I got in touch with you guys, because I have no idea what to do, and I love my girlfriend, and, I mean, I would do anything for her, and I just don't want anybody to be jeopardizing what we have, you know?
And I don't know that it would be the person that's jeopardizing your relationship as much as it is, you know, whatever's going on with the two of you. But if she's never done this, she's never done anything like this before with any of her other girlfriends.
Never, never. We have an amazing relationship. I mean, I trust her. She trusts me. You know, we have a really good relationship. You know, we're very open about anything that goes on in our life.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been feeling a little off.
You haven't talked to her about this?
No. She has no idea. I mean, I kind of, like I said, a month ago, I kind of threw it out there, like, joking, like, babe, are you cheating on me? And she's like, of course not. And, you know, we kind of just went about our day.
I mean, what's she going to say? Yeah, babe, yeah. Have a good day.
I mean, that would be definitely a punch in the gut. Like, oh, okay, you are.
Right.
Weird, yeah. I know. I say it all the time in these, it's weird about cheaters. A lot of times they also are liars.
Weird.
Yeah, weird. So, but, okay, so you're pretty sure that something might be going on.
Did you meet this friend? Like, has she been around the house, or have you met her?
Never. I mean, I know that they've been out. Like, they went to the grocery together. You know, they took, like, a yoga class together, like an all-girls yoga class. So I didn't think anything of it. I mean, I don't even know much about... I'm assuming she... I don't know about her friend's sexuality, but I know my girlfriend is, you know, bisexual. But, I mean, it's never been an issue, so I kind of didn't think anything of it. I mean, you know, we have a good relationship, and, you know, kind of, you know, we get it on almost every day. So I
are you just bragging now?
No. I mean, I just don't see a reason why anything would be off and why she would be cheating on me. But I just have a weird, like, you know, gut feeling like there could possibly be something going on.
Okay. You can't ignore that.
No. No, I mean, I just watched this video on Instagram the other day of a psychologist talking about dealing with your partner, and his ultimate message was your gut pretty much tells you everything.
It does.
If you think something's going on, it probably is. Also, if you think something's going on, it's not a good sign as far as trust goes.
Sure.
But also trust your gut. So maybe there is.
Hopefully it's not. Yeah. And it's just a trust issue on your part. But
Hopefully.
All right. So you already gave us the grocery store that she shops at and is a reward card member at. So we'll call from there. We'll tell her that she's the big winner because every single month we choose one rewards card member at random who gets free flowers delivered straight from our beautiful new improved floral department. We'll see if she sends those to you or to somebody else. Okay.
All right, perfect.
We'll play a song, come back, and get your War of the Roses to Catch a Cheater next. You're just joining us for War of the Roses to Catch a Cheater. Garrett is on the phone, and he thinks that his girlfriend of 3 years named Noni might be sleeping around. So we're about to see if we can catch her. Garrett, real quick, refresh everybody's memory why you think, why you're suspicious.
Yeah, so my girlfriend's been hanging out with this new female friend for the past month or so. And, you know, she goes to yoga class, they go to the grocery store. And I don't know, I just kind of think something's up, you know. Like I mentioned to you, my girlfriend's bisexual. It's never been an issue, or I don't know if it has been, or I've never really put too much thought into it. And, you know, lately she's been kind of acting a little funny. Like, she'll offer to go walk the dog, and she doesn't usually walk my dog. And, you know, she'll go to the bathroom, or, you know, I'll hear the water running, but I can hear her talking. So I don't have any idea what's going on. Like, my girlfriend, I love her to death, but she's been acting a little strange, out of the usual.
We're about to call her from the grocery store that she's a rewards card member at and congratulate her on being this month's big winner, because every single month we choose one rewards card member, totally random, who gets free flowers delivered from our beautiful, new, improved floral department. And we'll see if she sends those flowers to you, Garrett, or to someone else, okay?
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, here we go. I'm gonna dial her phone number right now.
Hello.
Hi, is this Noni?
Yeah.
Noni, congratulations. My name is Jorbel, and I'm calling from to tell you that you're this month's big winner. Congratulations, you won.
I'm sorry, I don't know what I won. What is this?
The flowers.
What? The flowers?
Oh, you must not have seen the signs. Every single month, we choose one rewards card member at random who gets free flowers delivered from our floral department. It's 36 long stem red roses. You also get a box of chocolates, and you get a couple balloons that go along with it, and a note for whoever you want to send them to.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool.
Yeah. If you know who you'd like to send them to right now, I can get the information in just a couple minutes on the phone.
I can send them now.
Great. So what I will need then is just the first name and the last name of the person you want to send them to.
It's Garrett.
Would you like to send a card along with it to Garrett?
Oh, yeah, sure. That'd be great.
Okay, wonderful. What would you like to say on the card?
Say let's have a date night on me.
Oh, that's fun. No chance you'd ever cheat on Garrett, huh?
I actually have to get back to work. Do you need much more from me?
Sorry about that. Let me get back on track here. I don't need much more from you, because now I need to let you know that this is actually the Jubal Show, and it's a radio show.
Hi, Noni.
And that's Nina, and that's Victoria. And we do a segment where if somebody thinks that their significant other is cheating, they can call us to try to find out if they are. And your boyfriend, Garrett, is actually on the phone and has been listening.
Hi, babe.
What?
Hi, babe.
What? I don't understand.
This is great news.
Yeah. You're not cheating.
I know.
Yeah, I'm sorry to put you on the spot like this, babe. I mean, I've just been feeling, you know, a little down and insecure the past couple of weeks. And, you know, I didn't want to tell any of our friends or, you know, anything that I was going through. I didn't want them to think that I was being, I don't know. I decided to get in touch with a radio station, and I hope you're not mad, but.
You didn't want to tell our friends, but you put us on the radio?
Yeah, I mean, nobody knows. I mean, hopefully nobody's hearing, but yeah, I'm sorry, babe. I mean, I'm happy that I'm hearing that you're sending me flowers and that you're not cheating on me. I know I should have talked to you about it, and, you know, maybe getting in touch with them wasn't the right move, but I did, and, you know, hopefully we can just move on, and I love you.
Oh, why do you think I'm cheating on you? Why would you think that?
Yeah, you've been hanging out with your new friend and, you know, you've been going out with her and, you know, I know all of your friends and, you know my friends and she's the only friend that I've never met. And I guess, you know, I know your sexuality, which has never been an issue, babe. And I just, I got a little insecure. Oh. That's all. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we need to have a little bit of a talk about that because I wanted to introduce you guys. You just have like opposite schedules and I did not realize this is a thing. I feel like this is more of an issue that you have with bisexuality that we need to talk about.
Sorry, just to jump in, Noni, really quick. Like, you know, yeah. Garrett is apologizing and it's great news that you're not cheating, but he did also express to us that you were, you know, taking calls in the bathroom, that you've been like acting a little bit different. So, you know, it's kind of understandable that he would be curious what you were up to.
I mean, I guess we just have been talking a lot because we're new friends. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, and she's one of those people that calls all the time. Yeah, so I guess I'm just answering to be nice. Like, I'm not someone who likes to have, like, phone calls constantly, but she does call a lot. But it's not anything weird. I'm definitely not into her like that.
If you were Garrett, would you think the same thing?
I guess, like, in my head, I would just assume that she's annoying, that she's calling all the time. But I see it now, I guess. But I really wasn't trying to be secretive. I was just like, oh, my God, she's calling again. I'll answer even though I'm doing something.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, I feel better about this, and you're not getting flowers, babe, but I promise I'll you know, date from you.
Garrett, I think it's a group hang. You, your girlfriend, and this friend, so you can all see what's going on.
Yeah, we'll have a friend night, and we'll go, you know, I don't know, we'll do something fun, and I look forward to meeting your friend, babe.
I mean, eventually, we definitely need to talk first.
Babe, you sound a little annoyed.
Yeah, I am annoyed, but the biggest thing I'm annoyed about is you said you were going to do the dishes last night, and they're still not done.
Okay, yes, you have a point. I can see you're bothered. I'll do the dishes, babe, right away. I'll put them, I won't even put them in the dishwasher. I'll do them myself.
The most polite confrontation I've ever listened to.
Oh, no, I forgot about that again, huh? I promise, you know, I'll get better with that, and I'll work on that, and I'll make sure, you know, the clothes are clean and the dishes are washed after you cook dinner, and then we can, you know, watch a movie or something, you know, but I'll make sure of all that stuff. I really am sorry, babe.
No, you won't. We both know you won't. If you never do, I mean, like, just stop telling me you're going to do it if you're not going to do it. Like, I'll do it. Do you know what I mean?
No, I'll do it. I do it. Okay, fine. You have a point. I'll do it. I'll do it, babe. Don't worry about it. I'm the one that needs to make it up here. I'm the one that kind of put you on the spot, and I know you're bothering me, but when you get home tonight, I promise we'll talk about it, and, you know, we'll move past this, and I'm going to be the best, amazing, trusting boyfriend in the entire world. You won't even, I mean, you'll notice it.
Garrett, slow down,
sweetheart. Yeah, you're doing way too much, I feel like.
Remember when you thought she was cheating on you?
Yeah.
Not to bring up old stuff, but.
Okay, well, I can keep not cheating on you if you can stop pretending you're going to do something around the house and not do it.
That sounds like a deal to me.
Yeah, I mean, woo,
Garrett, sounds like you're making out on this.
Deal. Actions speak louder than words. I'm never doing a dish ever.
Okay. The Jubal Show on demand.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by anxiety, struggling to find restful sleep, or plagued by a restless inability to focus? It's time to break free from the chains of mental health challenges and discover a path to healthy living. Welcome to Amen University, founded by renowned psychiatrist and brain health expert, Dr. Daniel Amen. Dr. Amen, alongside a team of esteemed doctors and experts in their fields, understands the struggles you're facing and are here to offer solutions. From debilitating anxiety to sleepless nights filled with worry, our courses are meticulously crafted to target these specific challenges head on. Join us on a journey of transformation led by Dr. Amen and a roster of top-tier professionals. Say goodbye to the constant battle with your mind and embrace a future filled with hope and possibility. Visit our website today to explore our courses and start your journey towards a brighter tomorrow. Use code BRAIN10 and get 10% off. That's code BRAIN10 and get 10% off your first purchase. Amen University, because your mental health matters.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.